This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From 64, McManus missed it. And the Seahawks are going to win this game.
What a way to end week one, of course. Another close game, another missed field goal, another epic finish, another upset, all of it. And yes, McManus misses. Questions now about Nathaniel Hackett's decision-making. Let Russ cook. It didn't. And Bart Scott, Geno Smith maybe didn't get the assignment. Because
yeah.
The Seahawks pull off the dub last night to end week one on Monday Night Football. The call there by Joe Buck. What's happening, brother?
I mean, listen, I tell you what, when you look at that, that looked a lot like Russell Wilson in his rookie year. You know, coming out, being efficient, running, ugling it up. Like, I always compare, like, the Seattle Seahawks to, like, the Baltimore Ravens, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a knack for winning ugly and making you play their style and their brand of football. Now, I thought, okay, well, Russell Wilson, let him cook. He's coming there. He has Hamler. He has Sutton. He has Judy. You know, he's going to go out here. He's going to air this thing out. This is going to be like a air show. Meh. Mm-hmm. I mean, did he complete his first reception to a receiver like in the third quarter, like Judy on his long run? And it's like, wow, like I thought this defense was supposed to be elite. You know, I thought this, and this is what happens, right? You have a personnel group and you see a defense dominant the year before. They get a new coordinator, new philosophy, and everybody's not on page. Not everybody's going to be able to dominate because that team and that side of the ball was built for that Vic Fangio type of defense that was dominant. And Vic Fangio is one of the greatest defensive minds this game has ever heard and ever seen, whether people know that or not. Spent a lot of time with him in Baltimore as a consultant. He's kind of one of these defensive horse whispers. He finally got his chance after being in the shadows to be the front man, and he constructed that defense, and that defense played well. That's the example of you can have all the same ingredients, but the chef matters. And the chef matters, and the chef, for some reason, doesn't have this Denver defense that we know has ballers, we know has performed from past history at a high level, failed to shut down Geno Smith. And somebody has come to the front of the congregation and explained to me why Nathaniel Hackett, don't understand that. And where was the analytics people with this, Alan? Where was the analytics people?
Do you want some? Because I can give you some analytics about this decision at the end of the game.
Yeah, well, let me pose the question first. Okay, you mean to tell me Russell Wilson, with three timeouts, an opportunity to take a chance to get 5 yards for $250 billion, whatever he's making, is more likely that we're going to witness a record field goal? A record. Not like, okay, well, you know, he's a good long-distance kicker.
It would have been the second longest. It would have matched the second longest. But
Justin Tucker, okay, tomato,
yeah,
right?
But I know what you're saying. Now, I know what you're saying. I got the analytics, and I'll give them to you in a second, but I want to remind everybody it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And as we do every day, we love to talk to you. Barton Hahn Nation, of course, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. So call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve. Getting it done, brought to you by Granger. How about not getting it done? Brandon McManus, here's all the analytics you need to know. And as a head coach, you should know these things. Entering the game, his career long was 61 yards. He was 1-for-7 on kicks of 60-plus yards entering this game. Now, he did talk. Russ did point out. Russell Wilson did say that they asked him, and he said he could get it from, what was it, the left hash?
69.
The
right? Yeah, 40,
he said
46.
He could do it. In pre-game, of course.
And I believe I can fly.
A 64-yard field goal, as you mentioned, would have matched the second longest make in NFL history. Now, it gets better. Since 1960, on field goals of 64 yards or more, there were 41 attempts since 1960.
Yep.
How many do you think were good?
Justin Tucker and maybe Janikowski, but I'm going to go Justin Tucker.
So you're going with one? You were right. Two. Two for 41.
I said Janikowski.
Yeah. So since the start of the last season's The teams have, by the way, fourth and five, 48% you can convert a fourth and five. So what do you like better, the 4.9% making a 64 or more yarder, or 48%? So if you want just the numbers, never mind the strategy. I'm not smart enough to tell you what the strategy is in that moment. I'll let other people explain. I'll let you explain it. But I'm talking about just simply looking at history, the likelihood, the football power index of it all. Bart, I'm watching this thing at the end going, are you serious?
You heard Peyton. Like, what are you doing? Call a timeout.
Oh, you want to hear Peyton? Let's hear Peyton.
We got three timeouts, E. I might use one right here, E. Let's use one. No. Let's talk about this one. I think we should call timeout, like, now.
Panic sets in.
They look unsettled. Sutton doesn't know what he's doing. Hurry up. Time out.
I mean, Eli, this is on the Manning cast, of course, last night. Peyton was disgusted. Eli disgusted. The two of them are like, what? Like, you could just tell. What are we doing? So, Nathaniel Hackett, son of Paul Hackett, first-time head coach, former Green Bay offensive coordinator. Mm. What were we thinking?
Fourth and six. For me, during that time, we had been just moving it slightly. They weren't moving it with big chunks. I think we had just given up a sack right before that. So, wanted to be sure that we took a chance when we had a chance. And I felt confident in him.
My man's playing Madden. I mean, you hear what he's talking about? He's talking about how that's zero confidence in my line, zero confidence in my offense.
Russell Wilson, you don't have a fourth. Hold up. Fourth and five is not fourth and 17. Fourth and five is like picked up routine. Let's put it like this. How often do we see third and five picked up? Third and five is picked up all the time. And then now guess what? You have two more timeouts if you pick it up to get even closer. I'm sure when the kicker was kicking, it was nobody rushing. It was nobody snapping.
Oh,
he had it on a damn tee. And he can drive it low. It's not real bodies. It's not hashes. Like, what are we talking about?
The conditions aren't the same.
Yes.
It's like he just missed. The people who will argue will say he just missed that. The offense wasn't doing much in this game. They should have had at least, if 6 to 14 points they should have had in this game. But, I mean, their red zone was abysmal. Fumbled twice right there on the goal line.
Yeah.
And so the offense itself was its own problem. It put you in this situation. But you still, my God, in your first game, you got Russell Wilson. You gave him $1 billion.
Yes.
You give him the ball. Make it play.
And
you're
live
in your old building. Listen, this is all the things to me. Like, this is why I thought what Brian Daboll did in Tennessee was impressive. Because Brian Daboll's like, you know what? We're on the road. Let's go for it.
You always go for it on the road.
I got Saquon. I want Saquon to feel like he's an invincible
star. And we trust him.
So you know what? I'm going to give him the ball and let's make this happen. Let's do this. Like, that's the whole idea, is you want that feeling of let's do this. So in your first game, Russ is in Seattle. They're booing him all night. You know what, Russ? Shove it down their throat. Go shove this thing down their throat. Fourth and five, let's go. We're going to get this and we're going to win this game. And instead it's like, you know, didn't like what we just took a sack. I didn't like where things were moving. So I thought, you know, it's a good way to go. Like, that was so soft of a call.
Okay. So listen to this, okay? Brian Daboll goes to his squad. We're going to go for this. You guys want to go for it? You good with that?
Man.
You mean to tell me you didn't go ask Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champion?
Yeah, he did.
Your franchise quarterback, where Daniel Jones is not a franchise quarterback, and he gets the opportunity to talk and ask and be part of the decision?
You want to hear how Russ felt about it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
He's lying, but listen, he's not a truth teller. So.
That's how he felt. No. Yeah, honestly, on this decision, though, he said the right things.
Of course he is.
After this
game. Company man.
But here, you know what? BS Translator's not today, but let's just, for this one quote, I want to turn it on. So, Bart, after he speaks, you translate.
I believe in Coach Hack. I believe in what we're doing, and believe in everything. And, anytime you can try to find a way to make a play on fourth and five, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, you know, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
What do you say?
Yeah, I believe he can make it. Yeah, right. And I support the decision. you know, but 4th and 5, I mean, that's you can pick that up too. I mean, you know, you can pick it up. I mean, I like him a lot. You know, we're in the honeymoon phase, but, you know, he went home. Wait, I want to see what Sierra's Twitter is. They probably had to block her Twitter. They had to cut her Twitter off. Somebody had to confiscate
her phone.
Turn
off the Wi-Fi. Yeah, turn it off.
They turned the Wi-Fi off. They're like, CC, don't do it. Don't do it, CC. She was like, my goodies, you going to disrespect my man like that in his old building?
Oh, man. It
would have been the greatest walk-off for him to do Russ stuff. Mm-hmm. Because he's a quarterback who has had more comebacks, right? Did I hear that stat right by Joe Buck? He has more comebacks almost than anybody in the league.
How about Jerry Jeudy going like, really? Like, I would feel a certain way about it. Now, this to me was the icing on the cake. I feel like this was just an example. Like, this closed it. This clinched it about if I were a Broncos fan, I would have major reservations about Hackett. Because it's not just the decision that he made here to just kick a 64-yarder and all that stuff. To me, the whole game, the penalties that they were taking, the fumbles, just the way the Broncos looked,
to me
like a coach that did not have his team focused, prepared, disciplined, that stuff. But the whole game, I'm like, what are the Broncos doing? Like taking dumb penalties.
Every coach is going to say because the shortened preseason – and we're not playing anybody. All these games were sloppy, and you can go across the NFL. Everybody, this is still an extension of the preseason. It's going to take 3 or 4. I'm telling you what they're going to say. They're going to say 3 or 4. You know what I mean? Well, you had a couple dumb penalties. I forgot the right guard.
Yeah, but the Broncos, took some – they were just giving them yards after some of these plays.
But that's
15 yards here, 15 yards there. Why?
Yeah, hit to the head, all that stuff.
Yeah,
but that's what they're going.
Stupidity.
But that's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to lean on. They're going to say, hey, we'll clean this stuff up. It was the first week. Everybody was sloppy, and a lot of teams were sloppy. But, you know, these are opportunities to steal games that normally you don't be able to steal. And this is a game that they're going to say when they look up and they're close in December and January and they have an opportunity to go to the playoffs
and
they fall short, they're going to say, man, we should have beat – because this is supposed to be their easy game. We should have beat – because I don't think anybody else in the division – It's playing Seattle. They got the matchup with the worst person in the division because they're the worst person in the division. The other teams got to play other people. So this was one you expect them to lose those because somebody's got to go play the Raiders. Yep. Somebody has to go play, you know, not the Raiders. Somebody has to play the Rams. Somebody has to play the 49ers. Somebody has to play. So you was like, well, this is a way for us to gain one up. Yeah, this is a way for – with DeAndre Hopkins probably. You know, this is a way for us to be able to get one game up, and you let it go. So when you find yourself at home watching the playoffs,
Yeah, that's right. Go back to this game. Week one. That's what every game matters in the NFL. All right,
everyone.
Say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Getting it done or not is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. You know, getting it done, though, let's point out Geno Smith. Made his first 13 consecutive passes, 23 of 28, 195, and 2 touchdowns. And, you know, he said everybody wrote me off, and I didn't write back. Good for Geno. I mean, not like he didn't light up the scoreboard, but
he was efficient.
Good for him anyway.
He's like a professional.
If we want to have somebody getting it done, we'll use him as the getting it done. Coming up, though, in just a few seconds, we got your calls. And also, the very latest on Dak Prescott. Maybe he won't miss as much time as originally thought. We'll explain after Bart tells you about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
Dak Prescott, this is one of the best players in the league.
Got hit into the helmet or the hand of Shaq Barrett. He's out of the game.
And all of a sudden, now you're going to take him away?
Yes, he has an injury above his joint and his thumb up here.
And I wouldn't give up a second or a third round pick for someone like Jimmy G or Tyler Huntley because I think right now it's really hard for them to control the line of scrimmage.
It's so amazing.
Hey, Bart, wait, just before we get into the NFL stuff, just a quick NBA headline here. Just came across, just got the email. You remember that investigation into Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, yeah, about the allegations, yeah.
Yeah, so there was an independent investigation done into it, and the league has suspended him for an entire year.
Mm.
And also, it's fined him $10 million as well. And there are more details of this, including what they found and all that other stuff, and you know, some, you know, again,
some disturbing stuff.
Some disturbing things that have come out of this. Now, again, we'll get to this at some point
in the
show.
He denied them all. We'll remind everybody what he said and what
he was. Yeah, we'll get into the whole details of what they found in this because it is disturbing. But 1 year for Sarver and $10 million. He's the Phoenix Suns owner. And we'll see where things go from there. But, yes, we do have a lot more NFL to get to, of course. We do have your calls. I just feel like, though, this is something we talked about yesterday. So let's get to this quick, and then we'll get to the calls. It is the very latest now on Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones, of course, on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, where he makes his weekly appearances, gave them an update on Dak Prescott, and suddenly it's not as severe.
We feel very good after surgery, after listening to the medical people, that Dak has a real chance to be back out there throwing the ball pretty quick.
Do you think the timeline is closer to the 4-game timeline or the 6-8?
I've given you as good as I know how to give, only, as you know, in medical, nobody knows those timelines good. But if we thought he wasn't going to be ready to go for 4 games, until after 4 games, we would put him on IR. We're not doing that.
Not putting him on IR. And it sounds like he could be back within the next 4 weeks. Instead of that 4-6 window. Now, Troy Aikman, who, of course, was one of the great Cowboy quarterbacks of all time, on Monday Night Football last night had a very interesting reaction.
We've seen this act before. We've seen where when Dak Prescott's gone down, the season has been lost. And this season could get lost if they don't do something before he comes back. So they're working overtime right now in Dallas, I can assure you.
But are they? Because if they're getting him back in 4 weeks, maybe they don't need to find another quarterback. Bart,
no.
the thumb issue, throwing hand, I mean, I'd be concerned, okay, but right. Jerry doesn't sound concerned.
So last year, we watched Russell Wilson go through the same thing, right? And it was the ring finger, right? He had a pin in it. He had surgery. Took about 5 games, right? When Russell Wilson came back, how did the ball look coming out of his hand? Not good. So now you talk about the importance of the fingers. It is no finger more important and unique on the hand than the thumb. The thumb is where you grip the football, is where you are able to secure the football. And what do you think, with that offensive line, that every single player that rushes Dak Prescott is going to do?
Oh, you're
they
hitting
are
going to
chop that hand. They're going to punch at that hand. They're going to swing at that ball to test his grip strength. And you think in 4 weeks he's going to come to save the day? Even if he comes back in 4 weeks, he's not going to save the day. It's going to – like, that's a – they can put a wrap on it, do whatever they want. It's going to alter the way he throws the football. They need to try and figure out how to get somebody – back there that can maybe help them out. The problem is, we heard Tannenbaum when we were coming back in the script that we had.
Rejoin, yep.
Yeah, the rejoin that, you know, I'll go get Tyler Huntley. I'll go get Jimmy G. If I'm the 49ers after what I did, we just lost to the damn Bears. You think I'm getting rid of Jimmy G in case my ship goes off the tracks or my train goes off the track? If Lamar Jackson could get hurt at any time. Huntley played. He's young. He's under contract for 2 more years to be the backup. It ain't a third-round, fourth-round draft pick you can give me that's going to make me – because if your starting quarterback gets hurt, just like yours is, the season's pretty much down the tubes if you have just an average backup.
Yeah.
Ravens have a backup that people want. Why would I get rid of that? The 49ers, like, why would I help?
Especially the 49ers.
Yes.
Exactly. Especially of all teams, especially the 49ers. Why would you help them? Number one. Number two, you're right. Even though everybody in San Francisco is saying, no, this is not, their confidence in Trey Lance is not shaken. Are you sure? Like, at least a little?
It's not bad
to have some insurance there. You'd want some insurance there. But I also think Jerry doesn't sell. Remember what Todd Archer said to us yesterday? When I said, you know, it seems like you might punt on the season, he said, it seemed like they already did by what they did or didn't do in the offseason.
Right.
The players they let go, the little bit that they did to, you know, add to the roster. And then you have this. Like, there is that concern of, you know what, maybe they're just feeling like we really aren't in this to win this anyway.
It's asinine, right? Because they're $12 million under the cap. They could have kept Amari Cooper. Like, how does Amari Cooper, $20 million salary sound with all these receivers now?
This is what I don't get.
It's a discount.
Are you sure they cut him for cap, or is there something else? Because here's why. I've seen, you've told me this all the time, that the salary cap in the NFL is sort of like an arbitrary thing, right? It's not really a real thing.
Right. Because
you can always find ways to fit people in that you want.
Look at the Saints. The Saints were $71 million over the cap.
You find a way to fit people you want. They, like that was just, we got to do it. Like, instead of like, whoa, wait. He's not that valuable to you and to Dak Prescott that you need to make a move? Like, it's not, like, that's, you're just giving up? Like, we got to let him go. So it tells me.
It's crazy.
That Dallas, there must be something about Amari Cooper in Dallas that they felt like, this is not a guy we want to keep investing in.
You're saying there's more to meet the eye, because guess what? Not only did they give him money.
I've seen everybody in the league find ways to keep guys that they deem valuable. They clearly did not deem him valuable.
I think the Bucks, all these other teams. I think they're still carrying some of his dead cap money as well.
That's what I'm saying.
So it makes no sense. And the thing is, next year, if you're Dallas, next year you're cutting Ezekiel Elliott. He's the second highest player on your salary cap. So more space would have opened up. So now they have to lie in the bed that they made. And the bed that they made is not a good one. They just thought they were going to walk through this division with subpar talent, not a lot of depth. Thought CeeDee Lamb was going to step up. He was horrible the first game.
And
everybody was horrible the first game.
And
you got Michael Parsons complaining, crying like a little baby.
We got plenty to get to, of course, on all that stuff and more. And now it sounds like they might try to rush Dak back. And is that really the best decision? All right, so we have your calls. They're stacked up. We will get to them, of course. But speaking of big injuries, when AFC North team is dealing with a huge one, is a big story happening in Pittsburgh that we'll get to next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we all know the game isn't over till it's over. Next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Oh, man, you guys got to get my page up. That's my favorite part of the whole read. That part. Bart Scott in his glory. All right. You might have heard it on the on SportsCenter. There is at least some good news out of Pittsburgh on the injury front, because Najee Harris is saying that the ankle of the foot injury that looked like it might have been serious, he expects to play next week. But there is other issues in Pittsburgh. And to talk more about that, we bring in Max Starks, two-time Super Bowl champ, Steelers Radio Network, and you also hear him on ESPN Radio doing some college football for us as well. Max, how you doing? I know you and Bart know each other well. It's a love-hate relationship.
No, it's my guy. No, it's all sunshine and roses now. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying?
Now it is.
We're good.
Good
we
now.
We no longer put on helmets, so we're good.
Yeah, man, I mean, I think it should have been a Starks rule, because this guy is the only guy I knew. He's like 6'12", and he all you gotta do is break the plane at the center's butt. He takes one step back, put that long left leg back, and then you take one step, he's already 5 yards back. Like, come on, I'm waiting for you. I mean, that's cheating, man. It's cheating.
Hey, if you got a question, take it up with God.
Hey, that's how I was made, right?
Hey, Max, what did you miss out on? Were you going to get a TI fade? Were you going to get like a high top fade?
Let's explain to the listeners what you mean.
You going to get one of juice fades?
Max told our producer to appear on our show right now. He had to postpone a haircut, and we all know how important that is.
Yeah, we appreciate that too.
Yes,
that's mad love right there.
Now I just go even Steven with a number two, man. You know what I'm saying? I like around the back.
Man, you can do that. You can do that yourself. Even Steven, that's just a guard. You paying $45 for that? They better give you the hot towel.
I can't see the back. You know how it is. Hey, when your back big as all get out, you can't quite get the edges on the backside.
Yeah, you do got a back like a Buick. I got to say, you do have a back like a Buick. That is true. But well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
When you look at the game. Did you know, like, I understand that, listen, this is a hated rivalry. I mean, our rivalry is hated, but, like, you guys have engaged in more dirty shots on each other. You know what I mean? Whether it's Burflick, whether it's Hines Ward breaking Keith
Steelers
Rivers. Steelers, whether it's Hines Ward breaking Keith Rivers' jaw and all that type of stuff. But did you know it was on and popping when Mike Tomlin came in and gave everybody the black Air Force Ones? Because only thugs wear the black Air Force Ones.
Hey, listen. Once those came into the locker room, you knew what the assignment was. Whether you did or you didn't, you knew then what it was about. You know, and that's one of the things. You put them black Air Force One. It's a different mindset, Bart. You know what I'm saying? Like you usually go crispy Air Forces back in our day when we were in our heyday, going out and communing with the masses. You always put the crispy fresh Air Force One, but you was worried about getting them scuffed. When you put the black ones on, you are preparing for a scuffle. There ain't no scuffs necessary. I already know what it's about when I hit in there. Just make sure you protect your neck. And so that just sent you a mental imagery. And you're right. Like, our rivalry with the Ravens, there was hate and respect in that rivalry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, hey, we going in.
We're mirrors
of each
other.
You. I know that you don't like me, but we all play very similar. It's going to be a physical game. We're going to be hurting. That's it. We walk away. The Bengals, it's just one of those things that it's when you really, really, really don't like somebody, and that person tries to pretend that they're better than they really are. Yeah. And a lot, for all intents and purposes, over the life of the rivalry. Obviously, we know last year that's the reigning AFC champion. They won the division last year. There's that momentary respect. They got the one up on us. But over the history of this rivalry, since I've been a part of it, since 2004, it's one of those things where they tried to talk themselves up to be
exactly
the man. And they haven't really been the man. They just pretend to be the man. And we have to go and punch them in the face to let them know they ain't really the man.
Hey, Alan, literally, I mean, you talk about Joey Porter beating the hell out of Levi Brown at a craps table in Vegas. Literally punch him in the face.
Off the field, carries there as well.
It's on site.
But in this game, though, and we're talking with Max Starks, in this game, T.J. Watt gets injured, and that obviously sets everybody's attention because of how important he is to that defense and knowing just how good that defense could be. I know I guess the reports are now he's going to – it could be a torn pec, but he's getting a second and even a third opinion on this. What is the latest on that, and how big – I mean, it's silly to say how big of a loss. It's a tremendous loss. But just the impact that could have on the Steelers this season.
Well, like you said, it's the severity, Han, right? It's whether it's – where it's located as far as the tear, strain, whatever you want to call it. A strain is the same thing, right? It's a tearing of tissue. It's just whether it's at the insertion point or whether it's – in a manageable area where blood flow is. I mean, that's really your biggest difference. And so that's what you're trying to get a better feel on, whether you're out for a month and a half or you're out for the whole entire year. And, yeah, that is going to be a big blow because that production from a year ago, 23 and a half seconds. I'm calling it 23 and a half. I know what the number is, 22 and a half by the record books because they wanted to keep Strahan's ego in place. I get it. It's cool. It was for granted. But that was a sack on Huntley in Baltimore. I don't care what you say. Everybody was going into a route. He was sitting there. He steps up, loses the ball, and because his head went forward, they called it a run. I'm not buying it. That was a sack. That was a more clear sack than the Brett Favre sack on Michael Strahan. You can't replace that production. So that's the tough thing.
Right.
Watching that game, it looked like, okay, well, maybe we underestimated the Steelers, Mike Tomlin's ability to coach, because when you look at the Steelers, they, over the course of you guys' history, have mastered the art of winning ugly. And it looked like that would be the recipe. But to do that, you need the productivity of a guy like Watt. Now, where do they go from here? Because Mitch Trubisky didn't look exactly great. They're going to need more productivity from him. At what point do you think, no matter what, it's a point where even if you are in playoff contention, that Pickett may be the better option for the Steelers?
Well, I'm not so quick to pull the Pickett parachute, just because I also know that the offensive line is still gelling. There was a reason why we had 5 turnovers and that game was still tight. Their defense was playing some A1 ball as well. Henderson and Hubbard, Pratt and Wilson, all of them were all over the place. Von Bell, Dax Hill. I mean, they played a solid game as well. Them guys on the other side of the ball got paid too. And I know our offensive line is still working their stuff out. I like Mitch for where the offensive line is right now over Pickett. Now, if that line starts to gel and gets better, then, yeah, if the same accuracy problems happen with Mitch, then I think, yeah, you're going to take a look at Kenny Pickett. But as it stands right now, I mean, he did enough and made enough big plays to get us over the hump for that game, aided by a great defense. And to talk about TJ's injury a little bit more, I like the guy that's behind him. I like Malik Reed, kid we traded for from Denver. Denver fans were upset that they traded him. He has production. He has 15 sacks under his resume, 700 snaps. The kid knows how to play football. And I think when you're thinking about if he's gone, well, who's going to come in? But you also have to think about Alex Highsmith on the other side. That's the dude that had 3 sacks in this game. He was a sack leader in the production category, and he also had 9 tackles, 2 TFLs, and a pass deflection. So I think when you look at it, yes, TJ is going to be missed. You can't replace TJ, but I think you can cover up some of the stuff with what we have in Malik Reed. And then, of course, Jameer Jones being that rotational guy to give them a spell. Then some of the front stuff that we have, I think we can move guys around to make sure that we have enough fresh personnel rolling through, because we got 7 defensive linemen, so we can change some things up. But, it's definitely a miss. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping a second and third opinion give you something where you can land in the middle somewhere between all the diagnosis and get him back in a month and a half. But if not, it's going to be one of those things. We just got to figure out a way. We lost Stephon to it for the whole year. Didn't plan on that. And we made it through and still made it to the playoffs.
Right. It's a huge injury, obviously, one of the top defensive players in the game. Max, we got to leave it right there, but always great to catch up. You, thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Send us the bill on your team.
No, my pleasure, guys.
All right. Max Starks, 2-time Super Bowl champ, Steelers Radio Network. You also hear him.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
College football analyst.
Don't remind me.
I'm looking at you right now because as we have the calls coming up with all the people that want to talk about what they saw last night and more.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We got the calls stacked. We got them racked. We got them ready to go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on what you saw last night. Let's go to Michigan. Talk to Roland. What's up, Roland?
Hey, first I want to say they tried to write us off, but we ain't right back. I've seen a lot online talking about Russ kind of being to blame for that loss, but you know, I'm a Seahawks fan, and I kind of got to defend him on this one, where it's, you know, stupid penalties, poor defensive play, and obviously that last, you know, 5 minutes of coaching was just terrible.
And the fumbles, too, don't forget. I mean, both your running backs coughed up the ball. I mean, that you could be looking at a 14-point swing there.
Nah, but
with those two possessions. At worst, six-point swing.
But the football guys, the football guys bless you because you got the same thing back with Geno Smith slipping on the goal line. I just wonder, like, you know, out of all the quarterbacks and new faces and new places, Russell Wilson probably was the most disappointing of all. Right? You know, we watched Davante Adams. He showed up and showed up.
Wait. 29 of 42, 340 yards.
I don't care about the yardage, man.
He
wasn't dominant.
I think it was Russ, like we always know Russ. Scramble a little bit, hold the ball too long. Like it's always been. That's who he's been.
But that was with, you know, what we thought wasn't good offensive line.
He got them in the red zone four times. They didn't get a single touchdown. He got them in the red zone four times, Bart. They coughed it up twice. They fumbled twice.
Did you feel impressed by Russell Wilson's performance?
I'm not talking about the numbers.
I'm talking about how it looked.
I don't think I've ever watched him and felt like, wow, this guy's just amazing. He's made plays where it's been like, yeah, that's a pretty big play. But I don't he's not somebody I have ever watched and just was in awe.
But it was supposed to be different because he had the two running backs, because he had, you know, the three receivers.
Yeah.
Right? And he was going into Aaron Rodgers' offense. That's why we thought, you know what, maybe he was being held back, because we looked on the other side. Like, it's hard to be able to get the great gaudy numbers and have the productivity when you look at how Geno Smith was asked to play. And we know Russ was asked to play like that. So now we're like, let him cook. Open it up. Let's see what he got. And it wasn't Mahomes-ish. It wasn't Herbert-ish. It wasn't Josh Allen-ish. I mean, it fell flat to me.
I agree. But, you know, that's just what you got out of a guy who's new to a team with an inexperienced head coach. And I put all of this on the inexperienced head coach. Back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Got a lot of calls, racked and stacked, ready to go. So let's get to them. News from Bart and Hahn Nation. Mike is in the Bronx, hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, brother?
How we doing?
I'm all right. I got a question for Bart real quick.
What up?
Why nobody's talking about Mike White, and that's the best we've seen the Jets offense look. Are they scared they're going to cause a controversy with Zach Williams? Why are we going with Joe Flacco, and we know what he is?
They also know what Mike White is as well. Listen, when you decided to bring Joe Flacco back, you can't just give up on somebody in one game. That offensive line has not played with each other. You have a guy in Fant who was on the right side, who went to the left side, who was back on the right side when Duane Brown came. And it's like you can tell they hadn't played with each other. They were getting beat with, like, day one install U games with Justin Houston. And, you know, they were getting beat up the middle because now, you know, they need to settle into their line. You look at Vera Tucker was dominant last year as a left guard. He's playing right guard. You know, it's just too many moving parts. And I'll say this. If after this week it looks like that and Joe Flacco can't improve, then I say okay. But you got to give a guy, you know, that you signed in here more than one game. You can't give it. That's like saying, okay, take Trey Lance out or take this guy out. Like, Joe Flacco had some good games last year too, and he still provides you the best chance to win because of his arm strength, but you have to protect him. No quarterback plays well if they got somebody falling into their legs when they on a three-step drop. You know, I think Garrett Wilson has to get more opportunities, and I think you have to give them a little bit more time. You know, he has one or two games. If he has another one like that, then you make the change.
More Jets talk. This is in North Carolina from Mike. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, the whole deal about Robert Sala wanting to keep receipt. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. The whole part, you always use awesome movie references whenever a hot take's out. But here's my hot take movie reference on Robert Sala. He's keeping all these receipts. He's speaking his mind, blah, blah, blah. Godfather 4, Al Pacino, Andy Garcia in the kitchen after the scene where Joey Zaza tries to kill the whole commission. Mm-hmm. Garcia goes crazy. We got to kill him. We got to kill him. Pacino, never let him know what you're thinking. Never let him know what you're thinking.
Love it.
Robert Sala needs to watch Godfather 4 and keep his mouth shut. Keep his thoughts in his head.
Fantastic, Mike. That's how I feel, Bart. Now, I know we don't have much time at the end of the segment here. We will get deep into this a little bit later on in the show because Bart and I were at odds on this to start the show. But, I mean, that's I'm going to leave it there. Like, you reveal too much about what's on your mind when you do something like that, Robert Sala did yesterday. For those who might not know what we're talking about, we'll play the audio of what he had to say about the naysayers of the Jets and what he plans on doing and all that other stuff. Lots to get to, of course, on that front and more. Our good friend Harry Douglas is going to join us coming up next, go around the NFL. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.